answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, what's it about?
Elvis, Mike sent in a phone tap submission. His dad is a season ticket holder to his favorite NFL football team. He's so obsessed with getting tickets, he makes his son take cash to the stadium to drop it off at the box office to get tickets. He doesn't trust the mail, and he doesn't trust his credit card to work, and he's crazy about his tickets. So I call Mike's dad as the ticket box office at the stadium to let him know there's a little problem with his season tickets.
And, I mean, this turns into a big problem.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Thomas.
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Steven. I'm calling from the Million box office. How are you today?
Yeah, good. How are you doing, Steven?
I'm okay, sir. I just want to let you know that we have not received a response to our letters, and we haven't
About what?
Well, your money was due over a month ago for your season tickets.
Yeah, no, that's in already. I got my tickets for this year.
Okay, you haven't received them in the mail, have you?
No, but I'm a season ticket holder. My son brought the money in, and I'm good. I don't even use the mail.
Okay. My records show you didn't make a payment.
We've sent three letters to your house, sir. We have season tickets, and I've had them.
No, you
I've
don't.
Had them for almost 17 years.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling you, sir. We were disappointed to lose your business. I guess the economy's
tough. Wait. Please. Just tell me, what do you mean, lose my business?
Well, sir, it's obvious.
Can I talk to you, sir? Who am I talking to?
My name is Stephen Davis, sir. I'm a couple.
Okay, here I got this. Stephen, right here. It's look up. This is last year's ticket. OH.
No, I got that. I have your section.
Oh,
I have
no,
your
please,
row.
Stephen.
Sir, your
Stephen,
seats have already been sold. I'm trying to tell you we're
no,
completely.
No.
I'm
no,
telling
no,
you.
No, Stephen, please just listen to me, Stephen. My son already brought the money for the tickets. Please don't get me crazy here.
Okay, look,
we're gonna work this out.
There's nothing to work out. I don't have any seats available. I'm calling
you
to let you know.
What do you mean you don't have
the
any
whole?
These are my seats. Okay.
Well, they're not anymore. They've been sold. I already sold them. Now, if you want to.
No. Can I talk to your supervisor?
Okay,
I am the supervisor. For my son brings the money right to the counter. I don't even put them in the mail.
Okay, look, sir. We sent three letters to your house. I even have a notification.
No, I didn't see any letters. Okay, you don't send people's letters. You call me before this happens, okay? Don't get my dander up.
Okay, nobody paid.
Come game day, I will be there.
Okay, then you'll be sitting on another man's lap, if that's what you're into.
You go to your computer.
Okay, do you have a receipt? Do you have a receipt for that you paid for it?
Do you know how to stop talking for 2 minutes?
I'm trying to help you.
Do you know how to stop talking, Steven?
Why don't you talk to your son, and I'll call you back in a half hour after you speak to him. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I will.
Fine, goodbye. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Your dad's going to kill you. All right, ready? Here we go. Let's call him back.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Michael. Mike, listen, I got a call from the stadium, and they told me there's some kind of mix-up, and he's telling me I don't have my tickets.
Yeah.
This guy over at the stadium said we didn't pay him. Tell me you paid him for the tickets, Michael.
That's the thing, Dad. I wanted to talk to you about that.
That's the thing. Michael, tell me you paid the guys at the stadium for the tickets.
I gave
you cash in that envelope.
Dad,
tell me you paid him.
Dad, I know. I haven't paid him yet. That's the thing.
Michael, what are you talking about? You didn't pay him yet. I gave you all money. You have to bring it over there. You didn't drop off that money?
I used it to buy...
Oh, Michael, please don't tell me that. Please.
I bought a computer for my education, Dad. You know, I needed it. You know,
Michael, did your mother know what you did? Michael, tell me your mother didn't tell you to do that.
Dad, it has nothing to do with Mom.
What are we going to do this season, Michael? What are we going to do for the game? Are you kidding me? I want you to go over there right now. I want you to take that computer back, and I want you to give that money to the stadium right now. You got that, Michael? Listen to me. Were there letters that came back to the house? Was there a letter? Did somebody call last week?
I didn't want to get you too upset, and I figured...
You didn't want to get me too upset? Michael, how are you going to pay back this $2,400? How are you going to pay this money back? How are you going to pay this money, Bert?
I had a plan, Dad.
What's your plan?
I had some sure baseball bets, and they just didn't pan out the way I did.
This is a bad road. Michael, this is a bad road. I can't believe you. What did your mother and I teach you about being honest? Just being straightforward? You're selling our tickets.
But, Dad, it's no big deal. Like, you always say, like,
it's no big deal. Who are you talking to? What are we going to do on Sunday?
We're watching the game at home. You're always saying, like, it's so cold.
I work so hard. Do I not work so hard? Do I work hard for you and your brother? Do I work hard?
Yeah, you do it.
I deserve this, Michael.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we'll do it next year. You know, it's just we'll take 1 year off. We can watch it home. It might be a different.
We're going next year. They're gone, Michael. We can't get us. I'm on a waiting list, Michael. I've been doing this with him. Are you drinking? Have you been drinking and drugging?
No,
is this
God,
what this is about, Michael?
No,
are you drinking and drugging?
No,
you tell me right now.
No, I'm not, Dad. I'm just...
Michael, you're in space. How do you tell me you got rid of our season ticket? You listen straight. We're going down to that store. We're taking back that computer. We're getting the money. And tomorrow morning, we're going to the stadium. And by God, if we don't get those tickets, there's going to be hell to pay. You got that, mister?
Listen,
you got that, mister?
Maybe we should try a new...
You got that, mister?
Maybe a new tradition, Dad. You know, like, why do we got to do the same thing every year
It's Michael, what are you talking about? Don't get me crazy. What are you talking about, a new tradition? You're a spaceman talking craziness. Acting like a spaceman. You better straighten up your act.
There's only one more thing I can do to possibly help you.
What? What is that?
It's to let you know you've been phone tapped by your son, Mike.
Dad, I'm not drugging.
Hey, Mike has your tickets.
What are you talking about, Michael? Michael,
Dad,
you have my tickets?
Dad, I pray.
You have my season?
Yeah,
we have the tickets. We have the tickets.
Is this some kind of joke? Was a joke?
Yeah, you're on the radio, sir. It's all, your son thought it'd be funny to screw with you and you take it. You're fine.
Oh, this is funny. That's funny, Michael. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's really funny, Steven.
My name's David Brody from the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. And it's actually kind of funny that we phone tapped you just now.
Okay. You're a funny guy.
Bye, Dad.
Yeah, Michael? Michael, yeah. I'm going to talk to you later, okay, Michael?
Yeah.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.